So I was given very special mercy today to speak about Jagannath. Wow, it could be a greater mercy than that. We can talk about Jagannath. Special class today on Lord Jagannath. Actually, it's even more special for me because the very first time I got Prabhupada's association was at the Ratha Yatra in 1971. I was told to speak about, I was told not to do Bhagavatam. I don't know why that verse is out there. Supposed to give a class on Lord Jagannath. I don't know why they have that on the board. I'm following my instructions that I got, and that was on the board. So, what makes it even more special is this. For the first time in my life, I got to actually be in the presence of Srila Prabhupada. The first word that came out of his mouth was Jagannath. He said, Jagannath Sharami Nayana Padagami Bhavatumi. It was so ecstatic experience to finally see Prabhupada. Now he's going to talk about Jagannath. He gave us a translation of the prayer. He said, Jagannath Swami, Lord of the universe, he said, please come to my vision. This is the prayer we were praying. And then he gave an amazing lecture. He said, actually, it was about 300 devotees and about 3,000 hippies there. And he said, you have all seen God. That was really enlivening for everyone. And he said, because Krishna says, I'm the light of the sun. I'm the light of the moon. And then Prabhupada said, during the daytime, every one of us is seeing the sunshine. As soon as you see sunshine, immediately you can remember Krishna. Here is Krishna. As soon as you see moonshine at night, immediately you can remember, here is Krishna. He said, in this way, if you practice, there are many instances, many examples given in the Bhagavad Gita in the 7th chapter, you read them carefully, how to practice Krishna consciousness. And at that time, when you're mature in love of Krishna, you will see Krishna everywhere. Nobody has to help you to see Krishna, but Krishna will be revealed to you by your devotion, by your love. So especially, we pray like that to Lord Jagannath. Please come to my vision. Please, my dear Lord of the universe. Please come to my vision. That's very, very special mercy. This prayer we've gotten to Lord Jagannath. We're begging. Please become visible to me. Please become visible to me. Lord Jagannath is very merciful. Actually, the way he appeared in our movement is quite interesting because there was no Jagannath deities in ISKCON at all. But my god sister Malati, she was in a gift store in some kind of a shop in San Francisco. She noticed these interesting little dolls from India, and she did a five finger discount. She brought it back to Prabhupada. Prabhupada offered obeisances. So actually, that's how Jagannath entered, and Malati ripped off a deity from a gift. And Prabhupada actually began worshipping. One day the devotees that were so fired up, there was a place right near the temple called Hippie Hill in Golden Gate Park where the hippies would gather regularly for the singing and dancing and playing guitars and smoking this and smoking that. The devotees would go there and do Haranam. Was a really good spot. So one day the devotees, they brought Jagannath, without even asking, they just brought Jagannath out to them. Prabhupada had to correct him not to do that again. He only comes out for Ratha Yatra. You don't just bring him out any time. There's some very nice prayers, actually, that are given. I'd like to go over those prayers. It's called Jagannath Astakam. Very, very nice prayers. Kadachit kalindi tata vipina sangita karavo mudaviri nari vadana kamalas vadamadupa rama shambhu brahma marapati ganesharchita pahado Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu. May you repeat. Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu. Sometimes in great happiness, Lord Jagannath makes a loud concert with his flute in the groves on the banks of the Jamuna. He is like a bumblebee chasing the beautiful lotus-like faces of the cowherd damsels of Raja. And great personalities such as Lakshmi, Shiva, Brahma, Indra, and Ganesh worship his lotus feet. May that Jagannath Swami be the object of my vision. So Jagannath is Krishna. You say, why does he look so different then? There's a whole pastime actually. I think that was in Dwarka, Devi? In Dwarka. There was some discussion of Krishna's Vrindavan Leela. Some devotees who had been there, and Krishna was hearing this. And Krishna went into total ecstasy. Hearing his own Vrindavan pastimes, he went completely into ecstasy. His limbs shrunk in, his eyes became very big. So this form is not some just make-believe, you know, weird form. It's actually a lila of Krishna. And then Balaram and Subhadra also came and they, what's going on here? They went into the same ecstasy. So this is actually Krishna in the ecstasy of remembering his Vrindavan pastimes. This form of Krishna. It's Krishna himself, the same Krishna who danced with the Gopi girls. Now he's hearing about those pastimes and feeling great pain of separation and also ecstasy, which is actually the highest ecstasy. The pain of separation is the highest ecstasy. So in that ecstatic separation mood, he's manifesting this form. So this is Krishna in a state of great ecstasy, remembering his Vrindavan pastimes. So it's a very, very powerful form to meditate upon. Text number 2. Bhunje sadhye venum shirasti shiki pucham katitate dukulam netranti sahachara kataksham viradate sadashrimad vrindana vasati lila parishayo Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me.
Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me.
In his left hand, Lord Jagannath holds a flute. On his head, he wears peacock feathers. And on his hips he wears fine yellow silken cloth. From the corners of his eyes he bestows sidelong glances upon his loving devotees. And he always reveals himself through his pastimes and his divine abode of Vrindavan. May that Jagannath Swami be the object of my vision. Maham balesthire kandaka ruchire nila shikare Vasan prasadanta sahaja balabhatrina balina Subhadra mandrista sakal sure seva vasarado Jagannath swami nayana patagami bhavatu me
Jagannath swami nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me.
On the shore of the great ocean, within a large palace atop the brilliant golden Nilachali hill, Lord Jagannath resides with his powerful brother Balabhadra and his sister Subhadra, who sits between them. May that Jagannath Swami who bestows the opportunity for devotional service upon all godly souls be the object of my vision. This is a nice thing to know. Lord Jagannath gives the opportunity for devotional service upon all godly souls. So we should beg that Lord Jagannath, please, my dear Lord Jagannath, bless me also with devotional service. Please, my dear Lord Jagannath, please bless me with devotional service. Text number 4. Kripa paravarasa laja jala shena ruchiro ramavani ramas puram namalak pange ruhamuka sarem daya randa shruti ganashika gita charito Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me.
Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me.
Lord Jagannath is an ocean of mercy and as beautiful as a row of blackish rain clouds. He is the storehouse of bliss for Lakshmi and Sarasvati, and his face resembles a spotless, full-blown lotus. The best of demigods and sages worship him, and the Upanishads sing his glories. May that Jagannath Swami be the object of my vision. Text number 5. Ratharudho gachchan pati milita budeva patalai stuti pradur bhavam pati padam upakarna sadaya daya sindhur bandhu sakala jagatam sindhasutaya Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me.
Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me.
When Lord Jagannath moves along the road on his Ratayata car, at every step, large assemblies of Brahmins loudly chant prayers and sing songs for his pleasure. Hearing their hymns, Lord Jagannath becomes very favorably disposed toward them. He is the ocean of mercy and the true friend of all the worlds. May that Jagannath Swami, along with his consort Lakshmi, who was born from the ocean of nectar, be the object of my vision. Now here's a nice tip for all of us. These Brahmins are loudly chanting prayers and singing songs for his pleasure. It's like we have kirtan here, you see. We're having kirtan here in the presence of Lord Jagannath. So, if we think of singing for the pleasure, let me please Lord Jagannath by his kirtan, you see. Then Lord Jagannath will reciprocate. And he become very favorably disposed towards those who sing for his pleasure. So we think, let me sing in such a way that Lord Jagannath will be very pleased. Or let me speak right now in such a way that Lord Jagannath will be very pleased. Or let me hear in such a way that Lord Jagannath will be very pleased. I'm hearing this class. Let me hear it in such a way that Jagannath will be very pleased. And I'm trying to go deeper and deeper into Jagannath Smaranam. So in this way, if we try to please him by our way we hear, by the way we speak, by the way we think, all of these things, then he will reciprocate. It's very nice. We can actually have loving reciprocations with God himself just by that mood of sincere devotion. Text number 6. Para Brahmu Pinda Kuvalaya Dolot Pula Nayano Nivasi Nilanjani Hita charano nanta shirasi vasanandu radha sarasava pura lingana suko jagannatha swami nayana patagami bhavatu me
jagannatha swami nayana patagami bhavatu me.
Lord Jagannath, whose eyes resemble full-blown lotus petals, is the ornament on Lord Brahma's head. He resides on Nilachala Hill with his lotus feet placed on the heads of Anantadev. Overwhelmed by the mellows of love, he joyfully embraces Srimati Radharani's body, which is like a cool pond. May that Jagannath Swami be the object of my vision. This reminds me, Prabhupada personally instructed me. He said, now you disqualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. So, this is one way we qualify, by begging. We're actually begging Lord Jagannath to become visible to us. So, that's one way to qualify. Just beg, like Prabhupada said, I'm simply a beggar. So we have an unmood of begging for the mercy of Krishna, the mercy of Radharani, the mercy of Gornatai, the mercy of Jagannath, the mercy of Baladev, Subhadra Devi. Just begging, they reciprocate. It's not, those prayers do not go in vain. My dear Lord, please bless me. Here I am struggling in material existence, so much in anxiety about this thing and that thing. Please bless me now. I can be fully absorbed in loving you and serving you with all of my thoughts, words, and deeds in all times, places, and circumstances. Some people say there is no God. You see. But when one actually enters in this mood of love, one can experience God's presence. When one actually experiences God's presence, then you know for sure that God exists. You see? It's like someone may say that, you know, someone may say that Balaram Das does not exist. But here I see Balaram Das. I'm experiencing him right now, you see. If someone told me that Balaram Das does not exist, I understand it's ridiculous, because I'm seeing him right here, you see. So in Krishna consciousness, we actually come to the point where we personally experience the presence of God, which completely defeats all atheist philosophy that God does not exist. Text number 7. Navayache ranjam nachakanakama nika vivavam Nayache ham ram yam sakala janakam yam varavadum Sada kale kale pramata patina gita charito Jagannath swami nayana patagami bhavatu me
Jagannath swami nayana patagami bhavatu me.
I do not pray for a kingdom, or for gold, rubies, or wealth. I do not ask for a beautiful wife, as desired by all men. I simply pray that Jagannath Swami, whose glories Lord Shiva always sings, may be the constant object of my vision. Just imagine being able to come to that platform where you can see Krishna Jagannath at every minute. Because Krishna says, "One who sees everything in me and everything, I'm never lost, nor is he ever lost to me." So just imagine if we could actually come to that platform where we directly experience Krishna within everything and everything within Krishna, Jagannath, at every minute. This is what we're praying for here. Jagannath Shami Nayana Bhaktakami Bhavatume. Text number 8. Haratvam samsaram juttataram masaram surapate Haratvam papanam vitatim aparam yadavapate Aho dine nati nihitacharano nishchitam midan Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Baba Tume
Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Baba Tume
O Lord of the demigods, please quickly remove this useless material existence I am undergoing. O Lord of the Yadus, please destroy this vast, shoreless ocean of sins. Alas, this is certain. Lord Jagannath bestows his lotus feet upon those who feel themselves fallen and have no shelter in this world but him. May that Jagannath Swami be the object of my vision.
Jagannath Swami Nayana Bhaktagami Baba Tume Jagannath Swami Nayana Bhaktagami Baba Tume
So somehow or other we can absorb ourselves fully in service to Jagannath Krishna, Lord of the universe. But my dear Lord, I've been suffering here in this material existence for millions and billions of lifetimes, foolishly trying to enjoy separately from you. Just like a hand trying to eat the food independently of fitting to the stomach. If I take my hand and I try to squeeze the food in the fingers, thinking, well, I don't want to share this with anybody, I'm just going to enjoy it by myself. You see, it doesn't work. So my dear Lord, please help me to understand, I have no pleasure in this world at all except to please you. That's how I become pleased, not by any other means. Lord Jagannath, please bless me that I can understand my only pleasure is to please you, and then when I please you, I will experience unlimited happiness, and I'll be able to bestow the greatest good upon all living entities throughout all of existence. This is such an amazing process, it's a mystical process, Krishna consciousness. Because when you actually please Krishna, you actually render the highest good to every living entity throughout all of existence. Not just people here in this room, or people in Melbourne, or people in Victoria, or people in Australia, or people on this planet, but even all the people, or all the living entities throughout all this particular universe, or even the entire material existence. When you actually learn and master the art of pleasing Krishna, God, Jagannath, then you're rendering the best service, the best loving, most friendly, kind-hearted, wonderful reciprocation with every living entity throughout all of existence. Of course, they may not recognize it, especially here nowadays. They said, what are you doing? You know, what are you Hare Krishna people think you're doing here anyway? Disturbing our disturbing us for down here in the shop. And some people get real disturbed. Of course, a lot of people really like the Harinam party. I remember when I saw one man, he went like this, like, get out of the way. Get out of the way. Most people are really happy, but one man was like, get out of here. But actually, whether people realize it or not, by this Krishna consciousness process, whether they realize it or not, we're doing the best service to every single living entity through all of them. My grandmother didn't think so. She said, why didn't you become a Baptist minister? She didn't recognize it, but still she, grandmother Blanking Baker, has the benefit of one of her grandchildren has become a Hare Krishna devotee, you see. So that she'll get the benefit, you see. Anyone who takes up Krishna consciousness, they do the greatest benefit on their parents, their grandparents, their whole family becomes benefited, you see. Because your body is produced in some, you know, genealogical lineage, so many, many generations of previous persons in your family, they're all blessed. When you become a devotee of Krishna, you're blessing so many generations of your family members. So we should never become discouraged or feel bad about, you know, I joined some weird cult and people don't appreciate it, understand it, and I can't really relate with people like an ordinary person now or something like that. No. Actually, there's ordinary and there's extraordinary. A devotee doesn't associate in an ordinary way, but he associates in an extraordinary way with all living beings. Because he understands I'm not just dealing with a body here or some psychological entity. I'm dealing with an eternal spiritual being who's qualitatively one with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who somehow forgot that and is now suffering in the cycle of birth and death through millions and billions of lifetimes. And now I have the opportunity, as I have been liberated by the mercy of Guru Krishna, I have the opportunity now to attract this person to a higher understanding of who he is beyond his temporary body. So that person also can have the opportunity to become liberated from the cycle of birth and death. So I also wanted to read something from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, specifically about the Snan Yantra. Some very nice verses here from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhya 1, text 122. Anavasami. Where's that water? Oh, there it is. Okay. Anavasare jaganatera japani darshana. Varahe alanata karila gamana. Translation. When Jagannath was absent from the temple, Lord Jagannath, that's going to happen here soon. And I think they're going to make a mistake in the bathing ceremony and leave the door open. There'll be a draft and catch cold or something like that. It's going to happen. Yes? Oh, this is Madhya 1, text 122. Madhya Leela. Chapter 1, text 122. So, when Jagannath was absent from the temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who could not see him, felt separation and left Jagannath Puri to go to a place known as Alanatha. Purport. Alanatha is also known as Brahmagiri. The place is about 14 miles from Jagannath Puri and is also on the beach. There is a temple of Jagannath there. At the present moment, a police station and post office are situated there because so many people come to see the temple. The word anavasara is used when Lord Jagannath cannot be seen in the temple. After the bathing ceremony, Snan Yantra of Lord Jagannath, he apparently becomes sick. He is therefore removed to his private apartment where no one can see him. Actually, during this period, renovations are made in the body of the Jagannath deity. This is called Navayovana. During the Ratha Yatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath once again comes before the public. Thus, for 15 days after the bathing ceremony, Lord Jagannath is not visible to any visitors. So, Lord Chaitanya was feeling separation. And this is a very high emotion, a very, very high emotion. To be able to feel pangs of separation, not being able to see Jagannath. Mm-hmm. We can pray that someday we can come develop these feelings of separation. that when Jagannath is not visible, our hearts are broken. We're devastated by not being able to have his darshan. This is a very, very high state of Krishna consciousness. We can pray that someday we can become like that. Maja 1, the next, this is, let's see here. Then Maja 1162. Maja Lila, chapter 11, text 62. Snamnya yatta deki prabhara hai labhada sukha Ishvarera anabhasare pailabhada dukkha. Upon seeing the bathing ceremony of Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. But when Lord Jagannath retired after the ceremony, Lord Chaitanya became very unhappy because he could not see him. Purport. After the bathing ceremony of Sri Jagannath, which takes place just a fortnight before the Ratha Yatra ceremony, the body of Lord Jagannath's deity is repainted, and this takes about a fortnight to complete. This period is called Anavasara. There are many who visit the temple to see Lord Jagannath regularly every day, and for them, his retirement after the bathing ceremony is unbearable. Lord Jagannath felt, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt Lord Jagannath's absent from the temple very much. So now we have a good opportunity for darshan. It's not much longer. We should take a very good darshan. I describe like this, drink Lord Jagannath into your heart through your eyes. Take him deep within your heart. This is darshan, where you, it's like embracing within your heart. That mood is not just glancing, but actually embracing Lord Jagannath within your heart. That's called deep. That's seeing in a very deep way, you see. Not just taking a glance, but actually trying to make Jagannath through my eyes, this now become manifest within my heart. Take a deep, deep vision. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. See, this is the mood, how we should take darshan. Going to Thai, Radha Krishna, and this way, Srila Prabhupada. You see? We want that they should all become manifest within. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatame. That I can see Lord Jagannath within my heart, you see. That is deep, deep, deep vision, deep darshan. So, are there any questions? Anyone have any questions? Now we can go back and look a little more deeply at this wonderful lecture that Papa gave about the Ratha Yatra. I remember it was very nice, he told us, he said, every one of you are drinking water. Every one of us, he said, he included himself. He said, every one of us, we drink water every day, once, twice, thrice, more than that. Every time you drink water, you immediately remember that Krishna is the taste of the water. Immediately you become Krishna conscious. Become Krishna conscious is not a very difficult job. Simply we have to practice it. Just like this is an example of how to practice to become Krishna conscious. Whenever you drink water, as soon as you're satiated, your thirst is quenched, immediately you think that this quenching power is Krishna. So this is something we all do. We're always drinking water. We can take advantage of, Krishna says, I am the taste of water. We can make spiritual advancement just by drinking water. Can you imagine? Just by drinking water we can progress. We drink water Krishna consciously. We can advance back to Krishna. And then Prabhupada, then he says, you see Krishna is the light of the sun and the moon. And he says, Prabhupada said, in this way, if you practice, there are many instances, many examples given in Bhagavad Gita, the seventh chapter. If you read them carefully, how to practice Krishna consciousness. And at that time, when you're mature in love of Krishna, you will see Krishna everywhere. Nobody has to help you to see Krishna, but Krishna will be revealed before you by your devotion, by your love. So that's really something to aspire for.
Wow.
You actually see Krishna before you. So when we become mature in love of Krishna. So how do we become mature in love of Krishna? Then we study the prayers of Lord Chaitanya. That's a very good hint. I know no one when Krishna is my Lord, and he shall remain so even if he leave his broken, if he leaves me brokenhearted by not being for me or handles me roughly in an embrace, he is my worshipful Lord unconditionally. So this is interesting. On the one hand, it says, even if he leaves me brokenhearted, by not being present before me. So it's an interesting. In other words, it's not that Krishna, if you are visible, then I will love you. If Krishna, I love you unconditionally, even if I never get to see you. Even if I have to serve you in separation for all of eternity, because I love you, I will serve you, even if I can never have your darshan, you see. In that mood, then Krishna becomes revealed, you see. When your love becomes unconditional, that Krishna, if you give me this, I'll be your devotee, you know. We have to kick out all conditions. When all those conditions are gone, then Krishna becomes visible to us. Krishna becomes manifest. Just imagine how wonderful it would be when Krishna actually becomes manifest. You see him right in front of you. He's smiling at you and appreciating your love. Just imagine we can actually come to that stage. So Lord Jagannath is a very, very merciful form of the Lord. He's very, very merciful. We can take advantage of his mercy. Intelligently take advantage of the mercy of Jagannath, then we will get great benefits. So this, you all are very fortunate here to have Jagannath, to have Ratha Yatra, to have Nanyatra, to have this whole Leela. You enact this whole Leela here, going into the sick room. You're very fortunate your management here is arranged. That's nice. Such a nice festival. It's a very great opportunity for all of us to go deeper and deeper and deeper into the ocean of Krishna consciousness and come closer and closer and closer to that day when Krishna becomes manifest. So, any questions?
I was saying that if you have feeling separation in any situation, we are begging, then that reminds me of the story of Mukunda Datta, who was singing the Mayavadi songs, and Lord Chaitanya says, I don't want to see him.
Mukunda Datta was associating with Mayavadis, and Lord Chaitanya was not very pleased. So Lord Chaitanya said, banished him from the association. He said, I will not see him for like a million lifetimes. And the devotees were devastated. Yeah, the devotees were absolutely devastated. He will not see Lord Chaitanya for a million lifetimes. They were totally devastated. And they told Mukundadatta, giving him the horrible news, he will not see you for a million lifetimes. And Mukundadatta, he will see me in a million lifetimes. Haribo! Haribo! And Lord said, let him come back right now. He was thinking, I can wait a minute. As long as I get to see him every million lifetimes, it's okay. Even a million lifetimes is okay. So this is the... this is a very nice example you've given us, how to hanker. When will I see my Lord? Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patakami Baba to me. When will I see my Lord? When will I see my Lord? When will I see my Lord? You see? Very nice. Anything else? If not, we can stop here, and may you all have a wonderful time now coming to that point. May we all come to that point very soon when we can actually see Krishna. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patanami Bhavatame Srila Bhavapada Ki Jai Lord Jagannatha Swami Ki Jai.